4 years of age when he was living in Sri Rangam with his family. So he was living in, okay?
Okay. Everyone come real close, real close.
He was living in Sri Rangam along with his family and also his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and his father, Venkatapata. And they were both very highly placed in the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And Lord Chaitanya, when he went to Jagannath Puri, after leaving Navadvip, where he was born and raised, he came to Jagannath Puri for a few months, and then he went on his journey around from, where are we, over here, Mayapur's over here. He went down through South India, and he came back up again and returned to Puri. So when he came to Sri Rangam, he stayed in the house of Venkatabhata, and Gopal, his youngest son, his young son served Lord Chaitanya. And he became so attached to Lord Chaitanya that at night he would sleep and he would cry and ask, why is it that I have been born here and I cannot go with him? But Lord Chaitanya told him that you stay with your family until your mother and father are gone, you serve them, and then as soon as that time comes, then you go immediately to Vrindavan and take shelter of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis there in Vrindavan. So Gopal came and he took shelter there with the other great Vaishnavas of the time. And this is where he resided, in this area. In due course of time, when he had been living there for some time, he also saw that others had deities. And a deity means that's much more elaborate seva. And he had only some shalagrams. So he was thinking all the time, it would be so nice to have a murti. And then, at one time, when the murtis were covered, like covered with a basket for sleeping in the night, when he lifted the basket, one of the shalagrams had accepted the form of a deity, and that is this beautiful Radha Ramanji deity. So Radha Raman is self-manifest, and of course we cannot see, but the Goswamis here who take care, they say that he has finger lines on his hands, and he's so delicate, so refined, that you couldn't make a deity that would be so beautiful as Radharaman. So Radharaman has been worshipped as a very essential part of the Vrindavan spiritual landscape for now hundreds of years. When Aurangzeb came in 1670 to destroy all the temples, the family that were taking care of Radharamanji, they kept him in a basket. I believe they kept him near to the Jamuna, perhaps even in a boat. And at night they had sticks with spears on them that had poison on them in case anyone came to take him. And he was so small that somehow or other he didn't leave Vrindavan, which is our great fortune, because the other deities they were forced to actually reside elsewhere. So Gopambhata Goswami, after the departure of Rupa and Sanatan, he became, with Jiva Goswami, he became, like you could say, the one who gave initiation. And Jiva Goswami gave shiksha, and Gopambhata gave initiation. So Srinivasacharya, who is one of the next line of great Vaishnava saints, he took his initiation from Gopambhata Goswami, and he took his education from Srila Jiva Goswami. So Gopambhata Goswami is a very significant and important part of our Sampradaya and of the Gaudiya Sampradaya in general and of the Chaitanya Bhakti theology. So devotees love to come and see Radharaman with some Mahaprasad and take some beautiful photos, because the temple here is very open, very friendly, very generous to all devotees from everywhere that they come.